gold will be put through the fire. But in the process, they're trying to separate the dross or the impurities from that which is pure. And my friend, God allows us also to be placed in the fire or to go through times of testings so that our faith might come forth as pure.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we welcome you to Truth in Fact, and we are in Job 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take, and when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. You know, we will experience testings and trials and difficulties in our lives, Christian or no Christian. But I think that would help us if we have a better understanding of what God is doing or trying to produce in me through these difficult times. Well, number one, he uses these tests and trials to strengthen our faith. But then secondly, he uses troubles to shape us and separate us. That's right. Jeremiah chapter 18, we see the picture of the potter's house. And Jeremiah was told to go to the potter's house where he watched a potter fashioning a vessel made out of clay. The vessel was not suitable for what the potter had intended, so he had to remold it into something other than what he had first designed. Well, there are a few things we can learn about this parable. First of all, the wheel represents the wheel of circumstances of life. The potter represents God, and the clay represents us. You see, our submission to God as the one who molds both our character and our service to Him determines to a large extent what He can do with us. A lot of times God's trying to work in our lives, but we resist Him. As Stephen asked the religious of his day, "Why do you always resist the Holy Spirit?" You know, it's hard for God to mold and to shape us if we're constantly resisting Him. Soft clay is the easiest to work with. And the question is, what kind of clay are we? It's difficult to work with clay that's hardened. Friend, what's the condition of our heart? Do we have a pliable heart or a hard heart? Are we teachable or are we set in our ways? Are we flexible or are we stubborn? The condition and attitude of our heart makes a big difference as to what God can do in our lives. You know, when I go to a doctor's office and there I am sitting in the waiting room somewhat relaxed, and the doctor comes in and wants to run a few tests, and I find myself stiffening up, and the doctor says, "Just relax, everything is going to be just fine." And sometimes we do the same thing with God. God begins to reveal some things in our lives through His Word. He speaks to our hearts and suddenly we're stiffening up. And God says, "Just relax, everything is going to be just fine." Let God have His way. Remember, God is kind and patient and purposeful. He's working to help you to grow into the child of God that'll bring Him honor, glory, and praise. Why troubles and trials? Because God is shaping and separating. He's separating the grain from the chaff. Grain represents character. God is concerned about our character. The chaff is no good. You know, we think we need the chaff, but the chaff is not helping us, but rather it's hindering. It's holding us back. What is God doing? He's trying to separate you from the chaff. The only way that grain can be separated from the chaff is that it has to be threshed. And threshing may seem unpleasant for the moment, but it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. It improves our character, so that the final product is a Christ-likeness that brings God glory. God is shaping us and God is separating us. But for this to happen, then we first must surrender, as the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Oh yes, my friend, those who love God are those who will surrender to God. And I pray that you'll do just that. Let's not resist Him. Let's not push Him away, but yield your heart to Him today.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.